Hi, it's Steven Schleicher, executive producer at MajorSpoilers.com. We don't have a Zach on film this week, and I kind of feel bad about that. One of the things that interferes with a lot of the stuff that we want to do at Major Spoilers is the fact that we all have real-world jobs. And during the late fall, winter time period, all of us here, most of us here, somehow get entangled in this thing called basketball. And Zach has been busy with his real-world job doing basketball games on the night that we typically record an episode of Zach on Film. But we don't want to leave you high and dry. No. We don't want to do that. We don't want you drifting away or thinking that we've pod faded. We've got a lot of things that are coming up in the weeks and months ahead. And instead of running a Zach on Film this week, I want to, well, this is all Zach. This is all Zach's doing. He said, hey, we're bringing back the want list. Yeah, we're bringing back the want list. Instead of just having it all video over the Major Spoilers YouTube channel, why don't we also have a sister audio podcast to go along with the video show to get a bunch of the other stuff that we're not able to cover in the want list episode? I said, okay, sure. And he fired off very quickly last week. And so I've been sitting on this for about a week. You'll know because you'll hear a part where Zach talks about the Lego movie and you'll go, hey, wait a minute. It wasn't this week that it opened. But I want you to take a listen to it and then use the comment section over at MajorSpoilers.com to let us know what you think about the idea. Now, granted, there's a lot of polish that needs to go on. I don't know if Zach has asthma, a cold, or his compressor is not working right. So be aware of that. But it is a pilot. We're going to just call this the Want List Audio Pilot episode to get your feedback on what you guys think of something like this, adding it to the Major Spoilers Podcast network of shows. We've got so many. It's just one more thing to put into your ear hole and let you listen to throughout the week. You can use the comment section, or if you want to just send me an email directly, just podcast@majorspoilers.com. I will get it. And we'll just leave it at that. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for so much for downloading and being patient. We will get the Zach on Film back very soon. Rebel Without a Cause is the next movie that we'll be looking at. So stay tuned and take care, and we will talk with you again real soon.
Welcome one and all to the Want List Audio Edition, where you get filled in on all the products that were worth your attention, but didn't quite make it to the video show, which you can catch each and every week on the Major Spoilers YouTube channel, The Want List. I'm your host, Zach Wolf, and let's jump right into this week's products. So the first big product that caught our eye this week is a new statue from the Statue Mega House Sideshow Collectibles. And what they're bringing out this month is General Grievous. Yes, General Grievous, that four-armed menace from the Revenge of the Sith and the Clone Wars and Clone Wars television show, which I do believe preceded Episode 3 back in 2003. That was the first time we got introduced to General Grievous, where we're introduced to his four-armed ways and showed Mace Windu crushing his chest, and that's why we got that weird Darth Vader-like gasping in Revenge of the Sith. But anyways, over 10 years later from his first appearance, we're going to get a General Grievous statue from Sideshow Collectibles. It's coming out sometime in February, no exact release date, but just says February 2014. Right now, a price tag for pre-order of $249.99 is going to cost you a little bit, but listen to how great this statue is. We're talking 16 inches in height. It's going to weigh 4 pounds. It's going to be a hefty beast sitting next to the rest of your Star Wars statues. We're talking fully articulated legs, arms, neck, torso, a fabric cape that looks amazing with a clasp, lightsaber, hilt pockets, and detailed lining. It looks fantastic in the pictures. And now General Grievous is known for his four-armed way. He can split from two arms to four arms, and Sideshow Collectibles gives you a way to display both of those where you can swap out the left and right arms. You can be fused to show two arms or another detachable set with their split in half and give you that forearm look that General Grievous is kind of known for. And those forearms would not be complete without lightsabers in each of those hands. They'll give you those also. But they don't stop there with the weapons. We're going the DT-57 Annihilator Heavy Blaster Pistol. You can have him hold that also. Also the Electro Staff with removable energy clusters that we saw in Episode 3 of Revenge of the Sith, where his bodyguards had those staves, and I believe he used it at one time when he was fighting Obi-Wan Kenobi. I also going to give you a display base with a pivoting figure. And as a sideshow exclusive, yes, an exclusive from Sideshow Collectibles, they will be giving you a damage mask. You can flip out the mask that has a clean cut look of General Grievous, and then we'll give you a damage scarred one, which actually looks quite awesome when you look at the pictures they have up on their website. You can definitely tell with the exclusive head that Grievous has been in a few battles. He looks a little scarred on top. So what I've seen from this statue is a great looking statue from the pictures. It gives you everything you want in a General Grievous statue with the forearm split look, the cape, and the different lightsabers that are included. Of course, there are the Jedi blue and green regular colors because Grievous is known for hunting down and killing those dang Jedi that threaten the Empire. I was never a big fan of General Grievous in the movies. I don't know why. Maybe it was because he was a robot wielding lightsabers, and I just thought, that's not cool. Only Jedi and Sith can use lightsabers in the continuity that I've built inside my head. So I didn't quite like that. But I have to say, this statue looks fantastic, and I think it would be a great addition to any statue collections you already have built up in your nerd room of doom. So if you've got a... I won't be getting this one due to the high price tag, but if you are a statue collectible and a Star Wars fan, I don't think you can go wrong with this one. Sideshow Collectibles does have a payment plan in place for this statue for $112.50 a month, so in case you want to spread out your payments, you can do it that way. On to our next item for the week. An outfit, something you can wear. Maybe you can show off, but statues you gotta pretty much keep in your room. Clothing, you can show that off wherever you go. It's always with you. So this week we're talking a Marty McFly outfit from Back to the Future, printed on one t-shirt. That's right, you get the shirt, part of the pants, and the vest, all printed on one shirt. Talking about tuxedo shirt. T-shirt? No. Marty McFly Back to the Future t-shirt from Old Glory is available now with a price tag of $32. I gotta tell you. Let's say you're going to a cosplay party and you got invited the last notice. You don't have time to build a costume. You're not Bill Duran and you can't just whip together a Skyrim costume like it's nothing. So what do? You go into your closet, you grab this Marty McFly Back to the Future printed t-shirt, you'll be life of the party. It's better than a tuxedo t-shirt, I have to say. It looks crazy. Honestly, let's be serious. We all want to dress like Marty McFly, but the layers, sometimes it's just too hot to wear all those layers that McFly was rocking back in the 80s. So what do we get? We have this t-shirt. I think it's awesome. You can pick it up for $32 over on Amazon from Old Glory. Now let's move on to something you can play with. Nothing this wearing and displaying stuff. Quadcopters are a big thing nowadays, especially in video and photography. Attach a camera to those things, send it up in the sky. You can get some pretty great shots without having to rent out a helicopter. So production crews are using this one. But the product we're highlighting this week is not going to be able to hold a camera. No, this is a nano quadcopter from SS Proto. This thing, we're talking tiny, 2.5 inches from tip to tip blade. That is small. Weight, 0.4 ounces. This thing you could crush in your hand. If this was mistaken as a bug, you could swat it out of the sky and you would break it, which would be unfortunate because it looks so cool. The controller is matching of the tininess of the copter, and it looks like you could almost, if you had two thumbs on one hand, I think you could control it, but you know, two thumbs, two hands, that's the way it works. It's very small. I use the USB to charge the Luther Pro battery. You're only going to get 5 to 10 minutes of flight on each charge from this product. But if I'm thinking no one's using this outside, I don't think it would be good to use outside, dude, especially on a windy day. You would never be able to control it. It would most likely never fly, which is the problem. So I'm thinking, have this in your office. You need a little mind break from the horribleness that is your job. You get this thing out and you fly it around for 5 to 10 minutes and you get back to work. Sounds like a great unharmful little toy. When you get this nano RC copter, It's going to come with four spare roto blades, which would be good because it seems like those are the parts that are going to break most often on these quadcoppers, which is a good addition, especially if you're going to get this for a little kid. You don't want to go out and buy a big quadcopter from one of those great mall kiosks, or don't want to go on Amazon and buy a professional grade quadcopter. You get this, they're talking $40 on Amazon right now. It's available. It has a nice little gift for a kid. They can learn how to fly it, and then eventually maybe they can move on to a pro-grade quadcopter and shoot big old shots from the movies of Hollywood. As I'm recording this, it is February the 7th, 2014. Hello, people listening to it in the future. The Lego Movie is releasing today. Heck yeah, we're all so excited about that. Looks fantastic. And if you are a lucky person with an AMC theater in their town, or what is this other Regal Entertainment theaters, you may be a lucky person to get a limited edition Lego minifig based off the movie. Yes, AMC theaters will be giving out a Lego Movie robotic minifigure, only available at AMC theaters. You don't have to be an AMC Stubbs member to qualify for the thing. If you just show up and while supplies last, of course, you will be able to get this minifig. And for the other one, it is based out of the Regal Entertainment Group theaters. It is the Pajama Emmett figure, the main character of the film. You'll get him as a minifig in pajamas with a little winky face. Looks fantastic. To get this one, you do have to be a Regal Crown member and use your club card while purchasing, and then you'll be able to get the exclusive minifig while supplies last, of course, again. So, if you're a big fan of minifig collecting, I know that's a big thing going on nowadays, is collecting the minifigs. If you want to get your hands on one of these, hopefully you have an AMC theater or a Regal Entertainment theater in your area, so you can pick one of those up. I'm sure they will be on eBay soon. I know there are already some Lego Movie minifigs up there. So if you don't have one of these in your theaters, you just have to have your hands on one of them. I'm sure if you check eBay in the coming days, they will be there for you to buy, like always. All right, that's enough of products for this week. Let's move on to some news. Legos, we just talked about them, are a big thing in lives of people. People like Legos, and that's a fact. And other people like to use them to create art. So, guess what? Back to Discovery Times Square is the Art of the Brick exhibition. Oh, let's go through this. An unprecedented number of visitors during the 2013 run visited this, and now it's back starting next week, February 14th, Valentine's Day. Hey, take your significant other, go look at some Lego creations. Sounds romantic to me. Tickets are on sale now for this. Adult prices are $19.50. Seniors are $17.50. Children are $16.50. And here is the big one. The VIP ticket is $50.50, but no reservation. Whenever you show up that day, you go straight to the line whenever you want, as long as they are open. At the Art of the Brick, there will be renowned contemporary artist Nathan Saaya, maybe? I don't know, probably didn't pronounce that right. But I have to say, if you go over to the Discovery Times Square page where you can look more at the pictures, they look fantastic. We're not talking like regular Lego creations of your Star Wars sets, talking freeform. They keep showing this yellow man ripping over his chest with yellow Legos pouring out. Looks quite awesome. They have other historical looking pieces that they've done, some Stonehenge stuff, some other Egyptian looking things. It's fantastic freeform Lego style art, which I think the Lego community is best known for, with their creative users building art and just regular things, freeform, with not any set of instructions. I think that's where the Lego lifestyle truly comes through and makes it a great community. All right, that's all for the news this week. Now on to a segment that we're tentatively calling the Kuso Curation. Right, we're going to dig through the Lego Kuso pages and find a product to highlight for that week. And this one, we head up on the MajorSpoilers.com website, where we're going to talk about a little bit about Reddit right now, is the X-Men Mansion Lego set. This set is fantastic. I saw this and it just blew my mind. It is from the creators of the Assault on Wayne Manor Lego set that was on Kuso and then eventually turned into the set that you can now buy through Lego from the creators of, who created this? Darth Key. And that's Darth and then like Kentucky, like the abbreviation for Kentucky, in case you're wanting to look him up. And Glenn Bricker are the two that created this set. So if you're a fan, if you can recognize the X-Mansion, if you're into the television show in the 90s of X-Men or the X-Men comics, you'll recognize the X-Mansion. And this set that they've designed that's going on at Kuso right now is huge. We're talking four levels of rooms for this thing. The bottom level has this three-row danger room and the situation computer room. The first floor has the main lobby and laboratory medical bay. Second story has classrooms and the headmaster's office. And the top story contains Storm's attic garden and some dorm rooms. They don't give an official piece count of what it took to create this, but I'm assuming it's got to be at least over 2,000 pieces from what they're doing right here. In the pictures they include, there's 45 X-Men minifigs. They say that's obviously never going to happen with Lego set. They're not going to include 45 minifigs in one set. So what they propose are a couple that they think should be included. First is Xavier. He's the founder of the school. Obviously, this makes sense. And they actually show the chair, that his levitating chair from the shows and comics, and it just looks awesome. That would be a great minifig to have, just that by itself. Then they say Beast should be in there, Shadowcat, Gambit, and Mystique. They also can't imagine Storm or Cyclops not being included, but Storm and Cyclops are actually coming out from Lego sets already, so they understood if Lego didn't include those. I think they have the right idea for minifigs. I think throwing in some not as mainstream X-Men characters would be a nice throw to X-Men fans, but if this does get picked up by Lego, I think you're going to see probably Professor X, Magneto, Wolverine for sure, Cyclops, and then possibly Storm for 5 minifigs for this set. I don't think that's outrageous for how big this set would be, but I don't think they would include Beast or Gambit or Mystique. I think they would leave those for possibly buying individually or in some X-Men packs. I think that would be a smart move on Lego as a business model to get the collectors of minifigs to buy those and they don't have to throw them in with the set to give Genoi a little bit more money while appeasing the fans. Let's see. So, 4 stories. What do I think are likely that this could get supported? It's right now, it's at, as of recording, a little over 2,500 supporters on its way to 10,000 when it needs to get the official Lego review. Now, these people have already done this before, a successful campaign with the Assault on Wayne Manor project that got picked up by Lego. So, in this raw stage of Kuso, I think they've already established themselves that they are apparently good to work with Lego, and they create sets that are desired by Lego fans. Now, 4 stories, if this does get picked up, I think they take it down to 3 and they cut out, or they combine like the first, they combine some of the rooms from the top 3 floors, and they combine like the head master's office with the, from the second floor with the laboratory on the first and combine one floor and then keep some things. I don't think you're going to see, if this gets picked up by Lego, I don't think you're going to see a 4-story modular set. It's just a modular set, which they say is the smallest footprint when folded together that a Lego of this size set has taken up. And then, so to get the full effect of the X-Mansion, you fold out the back wings, and then you can see the full front of the X-Mansion, which I think is nice, because sometimes storing Legos for display is part of the problem when sets get this big. So making it so it can take up less amount of space on a shelf somewhere where normally is a good thing. And then you have friends come over. You have a little gathering of sorts of like-minded individuals. You bust out those wings. You say, hey, look at this X-Mansion. Maybe we play a little bit. Why not? Everyone should play their Legos. That's what they're for, right? So I think this set is fantastic. I hope it gets picked up by Lego. And like I said, I think they'll combine it down to 3 levels and eventually probably slap a $200 price tag on it, like the Simpsons set that we saw released in January of 2014. So that's it. That is the first episode of the Want List Audio Edition. Remember to go to watch the Want List every week on YouTube and subscribe to the Major Spoilers YouTube channel so you'll always be caught up on those. Go to MajorSpoilers.com to check out some of these articles and more like it over there. Subscribe to this show and share with your friends. That's how we get, we grow an audience, and that's what we want here. That'd be awesome. Give it a ring on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever else you're listening to. If your friend just handed you this device and said, hey, listen to the show, then you just give him your rating there. Like, you say, oh, this show was 4 stars out of 5 today. And you just tell your friend. And you guys can just debate on that. That's fine. Make sure to click on the Amazon.com link at MajorSpoilers.com to buy any of these products we talked about this week or over on the Want List video show. Well, it's not going to cost you any extra, but a little bit will come back to Major Spoilers to help keep shows like this going and new shows coming out to you. So that's it. We will see you next week.